Hi, folks at home, and welcome to the latest episode of Gone Pissin'. My name is Josh, and I'm joined by two fabulous guests today. My first guest is Lauren.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting in a park. The saxophone player has resumed, so I don't know if you can hear it, but...
Oh, sadly we can't.
Oh, okay.
Can you maybe, like, imitate the sound of the saxophone player?
Absolutely not.
All right, it was worth a shot. My second guest is Evan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a conference room in my office, and I'm currently pretending to take notes on a legal pad because, like, there's, like, a big glass wall, so anyone walking by, I just want it to look like I'm working, so I'm just, like, on the phone.
Are you in the middle of a conference?
I mean, the conference is this podcast. That's all.
Oh, so the room's not full of other people.
No, the room is empty except for me and my notepad.
What are you writing on the notepad?
Oh, yeah.
It's just scribbles. I was going to write down funny things to say, but I can't think of any, so it's just scribbles for now.
Write down, here's what I want. I want 100 funny things to say by the end of the show.
Okay. Can you do that? Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
It's been a long time since I asked this, but I'm happy to ask it once again. Have you guys seen the Angry Birds movie?
No, but I have seen the piss scene.
I have not seen the movie, and I have not seen the piss scene. I don't know anything about it at all.
Now, this is a bit of a rarity. Do you believe that the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie?
No, I 100% do not believe that this happens at all.
You really strongly don't believe that it happens.
Yeah, there's literally no chance possible that it happens.
I think my first question there is, what's your opinion of me? if that's true in your mind.
Honestly, I've just tried not to think about it too much. Like, I think this whole thing is completely crazy, and I hate it. I hate all of it. And I don't think it's real.
If it were to be real.
Uh-huh.
What do you think would... Have you listened to the podcast before?
Yeah, I listened to a couple episodes of it.
See, there are a couple episodes where people have watched the scene for the first time live.
Oh, I haven't heard any of those.
And there's, like, the sound effects in the background, so it's. I think it's pretty definitive from those episodes.
Yeah, no, that's all fake. That's not real.
That's quite an extent to go to.
Yeah.
I could play devil's advocate and sort of posit something, but we'll talk about that in a second. What were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you what your opinion of the scene was.
Well, I think the animation is beautiful.
It really is, yeah.
It's animated very well.
This got to me the other day because I posted something about the podcast and some guy replied to me on Twitter, a real shitty attitude on this guy, I've got to say. And he was like, let go of it, man. It's just a cheaply animated children's film. And I was like, excuse me, cheaply animated? Have you...
Has he seen the clip and has he visited the movie's IMDb page? That is a star-studded film.
It's a $73 million film.
The cast in that film is insane.
Every actor in history is in it, even the dead ones.
Fucking Sean Penn is in that movie.
Here it is, and he only growls.
Really? Is he in the piss scene? The supposed piss scene?
He isn't.
He's not, but Peter Dinklage is.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I will say that I'm not a fan of how the eagle is animated, or drawn, rather. I don't know if the eagle is in the game, but I don't love his look.
Yeah, I didn't remember an eagle.
What is it about his physicality that disgusts you so?
First of all, his hair. It's very, like, Hulk Hogan. I also don't like the liberties they took with his eyebrows.
Right.
They're super long. He looks like a penguin. He looks like one of those penguins with big, long eyebrows.
I'm looking him up now, and I agree.
You do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Evan, in the pictures that you're looking at of him,
uh-huh.
Are there any pictures of him urinating?
So far, no.
Don't keep looking, because I've got an idea for what we'll do.
Yeah, no, he's just, like, posing. He seems like an asshole, honestly, but I don't... That's just from a few pictures.
Seeing as as you fully do not believe that this happens.
Yeah.
It might be interesting to see if, by the end of this podcast, we can get you to be convinced that it happens without having to have actually seen the scene.
Okay, sure.
One of us could try and convince you by explaining what happens. But Lauren, I don't know if you want to do this, or I'm happy to do this. One of us can, and I will say at the outset, lie and back you up on your suspicions by telling you that the scene does not exist.
That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, anything you say about it existing, I'm just not going to believe. So I think you need to find a more creative approach than that. I'm not sure, but like, I don't see anything you're saying changing.
We can
my
give
mind.
It a little try one. Lauren, how does that sound to you?
That sounds good.
Would you rather be on the side of the truth, or would you rather be?
So we're telling him which one of us is lying.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, I need assurance from you, Josh, that the fans of this podcast will not bully me if I take the position that they do not drink piss.
Listen, the fans of this podcast are...
will bully me.
And if you're a listener to the podcast, don't listen for the next 10 seconds. Just take your headphones off. Lauren, they are psychopaths. They're full-on psychopaths.
Yeah, I figured. I was listening to some old episodes today, and I love when you take listener questions. I was hoping to field some of those, but if you don't have any, that's totally fine.
You can just recycle.
Your fans are absolute lunatics, and I would love to engage them in some way.
My fan base is 100% people I'm afraid of.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I'm doing this as some sort of hostage.
Yeah, that's how I feel about tweeting. That's how I feel about my followers.
That is your followers, Evan.
They're terrible. Crazy.
They're awful.
Follow me.
My followers are angels and sweethearts.
Okay. I mean, by the time you get to have as many followers as I have, you're bound to get a few rotten eggs.
That's
you know?
True. I do only have 10 followers on Twitter.
Okay, so which side are you going to go for then?
I'm going to go ahead and say I think there's a chance they don't drink piss.
Okay. So, Evan, what I'll do to start things off is I'll just describe the scene to you.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
So, the three main Angry Bird characters in the film, their names are Red, Chuck, and Bomb. Do you believe me at this point?
Can you repeat the second two names?
Chuck and Bomb.
Chunk? Chuck?
Yeah, just Chuck, not Chunk.
Chuck. Chuck. And Bob?
Bomb.
Bomb. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Yeah,
if I can just get you to shout bomb again alone in the conference room.
Yeah, I'm going to start setting off some alarms here, but okay, cool.
So they've come to the Lake of Wisdom to sort of appeal to the Mighty Eagle to get him to help them because there's some stuff going down in the town. And they arrive at the lake, and it's a beautiful, sort of crisp, clean lake. Chuck and Bomb start drinking from the lake, and Red is pretty against it. They start swimming in it. They do a bit of synchronized swimming.
Oh, wow.
At one point, Chuck spits water from the lake into Bomb's mouth, and then Bomb spits it back into Chuck's mouth, and then Chuck swallows the water.
Aw, baby birding. Is that what that's called?
That's probably the nicest possible way to describe
sweet.
It.
It was really sweet.
Yeah,
it was kind of sexual.
Brent did describe it very emphatically as snowballing.
Oh, yeah.
So then the Mighty Eagle comes out of his...
I think I might need to watch this now. Okay, sorry, continue. Yeah.
He comes out of his cave, which is kind of on a little... It's almost like a little Pride Rock thing above the lake. Okay. And the Angry Birds hide behind a rock and watch him. And the Mighty Eagle... there's the sound of a zip, even though the birds don't wear clothes, and you see a stream of quite yellow piss,
very yellow,
going from the eagle,
yeah,
into the lake.
Okay.
Yeah,
the birds watch in horror and kind of react to it for a long time, which is almost a minute.
They're gagging, they're crying, they're very distressed.
Huh.
One of the birds scrapes a rock over his tongue.
I didn't get that. I didn't understand that.
Scrapes a rock?
Not the rock, just a rock.
Yeah, I didn't think it was the rock.
And after that, that's the end of the kind of significance of the scene.
Okay, I mean, can I just initial comments? Like, I believe it even less now than I did before you described it.
Why is that?
Okay, so, like, how big is this lake?
I don't know, like medium lake? What
it's okay, huge. Like, it's huge in our multiple waterfalls.
You know what? I've drank water out of lakes before that I'm sure other people or animals have pissed in. Like, it's a big lake. Like, it fucking gets diluted. Like, it's not going to matter.
Why are you drinking lake water?
Not, like, intentionally. Just, like, if you're swimming in the lake, you know.
First and foremost, I will say, you're drinking piss.
You are drinking piss.
I mean, who cares? Like, it's just a little bit of piss in a lot of water. Like, yeah, okay, it's like 0.00001% piss. Like, who gives a shit? And probably, like, if he had just, I don't know, I'm just thinking about, like, the...
So hang on, what was that percentage you just gave me?
I don't remember. It was fucking low, though. Like, it
I'm
was
no
really
longer
low.
Worried about your you say listeners point... bullying me, because they're all going to come for Evan's.
Did you say 0.001?
No, it was like 5 zeros. But
let's
like...
say that I give you a pitcher of water. You're really thirsty, and I'm like, here's a delicious pitcher of water.
Yeah.
I take out a little pipette, and I drop... Pipette,
yeah.
I drop one drop of my own urine into the pitcher in front of you. And I say, I've done the science. This constitutes 0.00001% of the entire liquid.
Okay.
My question, Evan, is how thirsty are you now?
So I challenge your premise here, because here's what happened. So like how you described it to me is they first drank the water and then the eagle pissed. So presumably this isn't the first time that the eagle has pissed in the lake, but it's been a while, you know? It's been a long, the eagle just pissed, so it's probably like been hours. I don't know what an eagle bladder size is like, but like, you know, it's been many hours, so it's like, I don't think that actually matters, but, you know, in my mind, it would matter. Like, if you were like, a few hours ago, I dropped one drop of piss into this pitcher of water, I'd be like, okay, you know, it's probably gone by now.
Where's it gone?
It's not.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just a feeling that you get, you know?
I think, like, there are waterfalls. This water is cycling.
Yeah. It's an ecosystem.
To some extent. And my line of argument was going to be that they drank the water before the eagle had pissed in it.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's waking up from a long night's sleep. And it does seem like this is pretty routine. And also the piss itself clocks in at like 40 seconds or something.
I mean, that's how, I mean, when you just wake up, like, especially if it's, you know.
Well, let's say.
You know, if you just drank a whole glass of water before you went to sleep and then you sleep for a while, like, 40 seconds is fine. That's not too ridiculous to me.
My next question to you would be then, would you drink out of a toilet? And I didn't want to ask this question, by the way.
I don't know. Like, no, I wouldn't. But this is a completely different situation than that. Like,
long ago would the toilet have had to be flushed?
No, I'm not going to answer that question because there's so many other factors involved in a toilet. And I know you're going to say, like, so there also are in a lake. But, like, these are birds. They're not people.
You can also get pregnant if you drink out of the toilet. So it is different.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that. But you're totally right. Yeah, I don't know.
I just want to know what these birds eat and drink normally is so disgusting to them.
Thank you.
There's a big feast scene, but I can't remember what they eat and drink in it.
Okay.
But I think we're getting
it's
away
still
from...
gross.
I feel like we're getting away from what the main point is, which is we're trying to convince you that this happens.
It's just not working at all.
So are you contesting the fact that this scene takes place at all, or do you just think it does take place, but they don't drink piss in it?
That's a tough question. I think I'm contesting the entire thing.
Oh, wow. Just like so you think I came up with this?
Yeah, I mean, you were very detailed in your description, which is suspicious to begin with.
Do you think I came up with it just now, or I've planned this?
I'm sure you planned it. I'm sure you planned it well in advance.
But Josh is right. It seems like Josh is trying to prove that this happened. I'm sort of playing devil's advocate. But Evan, your argument is just that it's okay that they did.
No, that's just like where the logical flow of things went. But my point was that it doesn't make any sense to me.
The language of film, I've said this too many times by now, the film conveys the idea that the angry birds drink piss.
Yeah, it does.
Like, that's the point of the scene. Is that the angry birds have drunk piss.
Yeah, I get that. But I don't believe... Like, I didn't believe it before just because I thought that was a strange thing. And I just... But now that you've described how it's supposed to have happened, and it doesn't, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, what could have in my description that would have convinced you?
I don't
to
know.
You, what would a believable
I don't know. The eagle pissed in the lake, and then they were like, huh, okay, that's it. That's the only thing. You know,
so
they just like accepted it.
You'd believe the scene if they had a positive reaction at the end.
Not positive, just indifferent. Like me. The fact that
so the part that's unbelievable about my description is that they're upset.
Exactly. As for the reasons I already described, yeah.
This is bizarre to me.
Yeah, it's bizarre for me too. I don't understand any of it, but this is just how I feel, but I really am sticking to this.
Lauren, I'm hesitant to ask you to provide a counter-argument because it feels like Evan is already 100% on your side.
I don't know what to say, and also, I already knew that this happens in the movie, but Josh's description of it convinced me even more that it happened. Like, I just don't think there's an argument to be made that they didn't drink piss. Other than they drank the water before the eagle pisses in it, and like there is a chance that he's never peed in there before, but like he lives there.
But it's definitely implied that they drink piss, If Robert Zemeckis did an interview now on Forrest Gump and was like, that scene where he runs is a dream sequence, I think it would still be correct to say Forrest Gump runs in Forrest Gump.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
Are you going to contest me on that one?
No, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. It's not clicking for me.
It's not clicking for him.
Wow. I don't know. Oh, boy. At least I would knock you down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I want you to say something that really makes it work, but far I just haven't heard it.
If this didn't happen, why would this be the 27th episode of a podcast about it?
I don't know. It's just all... I don't know. It's kind of psychotic to me. I really don't know what you're doing, why you're doing it. It's very bizarre, and it's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Would it be completely not psychotic if the scene is real?
Yeah, but then, you know, that has all the other problems that I've already talked
about. Yes, is all I needed to hear. That's fine.
Either way, something terrible is happening. Either it's you making this whole thing up, which I believe is true, and like this whole podcast is just a sham.
Okay, Lauren, can I take a sidebar with you for a second?
Yeah.
I think you need to come over to my side.
Okay.
No, I think Lauren believes me now. I think she's on my side now. I think I convinced her.
I definitely believe that the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie.
Okay, that's good, because honestly, I'm down to like 90%.
This is my podcast now. I would and you've explored this a little bit on the show, Josh, but I would like to know why it was signed off on.
As much as I know, someone came up with the idea in the writer's room and like did storyboards, and everyone loved it in the writer's room.
They loved it.
That sounds real. That sounds like something that would happen. So in your version of events in which the scene happened, does it have any implications on the rest of the film?
No.
No. It's just a standalone scene.
Yep.
Is the eagle the villain of the movie, or does he end up helping them?
Yeah, he ends up helping them, but it takes some convincing because he's kind of...
I wasn't looking to get the movie spoiled for me.
All right, well, I'll give two versions so you don't know which is real.
Okay.
Version two, yeah, he's the bad guy.
Okay, cool. I can't wait to find out which one it is when I watch the movie.
Lauren, I don't know what else to say to convince him.
I don't either. We've told him exactly what happens in the movie, and he... It sounds like he believes the scene that we're telling him. I don't quite know what's holding him back. I think Evan does.
I don't know how serious he is about this. He doesn't believe it.
I like it like that. I like that you don't know. I'm not going to clarify.
It's frightening.
Evan, yeah, you're it's scaring really scary. Us.
I know. I scare myself all the time. But yeah, I mean, that's...
We're worried about you.
Yeah. Good. Good. I hope all of your listeners are really, really worried about
that's what you want from me. Yeah. Concern.
This is just a cry for help.
I don't know where else to go. Lauren, do you have any more ideas?
No, I will be talking this over with Evan in the coming weeks, and I'm going to see if I can get to the core of what he does and doesn't understand about this movie.
I think what we'll have to do is maybe reconvene in a couple of weeks. This again. Maybe we should come up with some strategies.
Okay.
You know, work on it, build a case.
Yeah, and for all of your listeners, tweet at Evan. He's at Balls Ballsack.
It's Evan, at Gay Rodney.
At Gay Rodney.
Yeah.
But tweet at Evan, give him a hard time, ask him all of your burning questions about this, and maybe we can address it.
Bully me.
Yeah, bully him.
Piss in his water, metaphorically.
No, don't. He's fine with it.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Don't do that.
Hold back
the
piss.
He probably would like it if you did.
Deprive him.
I would be indifferent.
God damn it. God. This is incredibly frustrating, but thank you, Evan, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we will get you back soon. What percentage are you sitting at right now?
100.
Still, God
damn.
So you have a long way to go.
All right, my goal for the next one is to get you down to at least like 80.
Okay, that's fair.
Lauren, thanks very much for trying.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
To help. You have your own podcast.
I do. It's called the Burger King Official Role-Playing Podcast. It's a D&D podcast. It's funny. It's not very D&D heavy because we don't actually know how to play D&D, but it's a good time.
I think I'm 9 or 10 episodes into it at the moment, and I am enjoying it a lot.
Thanks for listening.
I'm having a good time. And I know nothing about D&D.
Okay, good. That's what you're
I can confirm that you
audience.
Don't need to know about D&D to enjoy the podcast.
Or be a part of it. So, check that out if you want.
You know what? I'm going to say to the audience, check out even if you don't want.
Yeah, you actually have to.
If you hate the sound of this podcast, you got to listen to it.
I will now if you don't check it out.
Tweet at Gay Rodney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Follow me. Just the word believe. Just have the courtesy the word to believe. Follow me also. You can mute me and just follow.
If you're already following, then unfollow. And also tweet at Balls Ballsack. Whoever that may be.
Whoever that poor soul is.
Yeah. Okay, so Evan told me that he used to play the game, the mobile game.
Yeah, it was good.
I never played it, so I'm unfamiliar with, like, the lore.
We should talk about that.
I think honestly, is mad.
My first question is, are they brothers?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they? Are the birds all brothers?
Yeah, the three birds.
There's three of them?
Not the eagle, but the three birds. Like, because they say something in the scene about mama. I feel like they mention, like, their mom.
I think one of them references his own mom, maybe. But I don't think the birds are related.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't really think that was covered in the game. And if it was, I wasn't paying attention. I was just trying to, you know, beat the game. I wasn't following along.
Did you beat the game?
I don't remember. This is a long time ago. I don't remember if I beat the game. I was telling Lauren, like, I get so many ads for, like, on Instagram, like, you'll get these, like, fucking ridiculous ads for these games that, like, look terrible.
And we download
it, like,
all
it's like
of
in a
them.
Meme format, and then it's like, your girlfriend bets you can't get to level 5 or whatever, and I'm like, fuck you, I can do that, and my girlfriend can go fuck herself.
And it's like,
and I download
it's like
it.
How well my mum is doing next to how well my dad is doing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my mum's always doing better than my dad, which is went to surprise me because she's a woman. I don't...
I think I've seen that ad. I love mobile gaming. Like, the ads that I get on the games that I already have on my phone, I download those games. It doesn't matter what it is.
It's like a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got...
Yeah, I download every game from every ad within every game. Like, it just goes on and on and on. For it.
I just got to the breaking point with a game that I got so annoyed with that I deleted it on my phone.
Oh my god, I'm at that point too with a game. What was the game?
It's like a backflip game. The whole game's about backflipping.
Okay.
I'm really into this game that it's like, I forget the name of it, but basically, like, there's water that comes out of a pipe and you have to get it into, like, this bucket by drawing lines. It's really terribly designed and looks bad, and there's a lot of ads, and it's but it's really fun.
all of these games, I think the main problem with all of these games is they run so many ads constantly on the screen while you are playing, and like every time you have to restart a level. The games really themselves become unplayable because
That's how I feel about Balls, which Lauren loves.
The game that I'm reaching my breaking point with, it's called Balls with a Z.
Oh, we're still talking about games. Okay,
we're talking about games, and
I mean, yeah, whatever.
It's just I'm like, it's like that snake game where like every level that you play, a new ball gets added to your chain.
Is it one where you've got to like bounce them off walls and smash boxes?
Yes, exactly. But like, I have so many balls, like I can't lose. I simply can't lose.
How did you get to that point, though? I'm so frustrated about this.
I'm just going to release a clip of you saying, I have so many balls, I can't lose, by itself online.
But it's just, it took me a long time, Evan. But, like, I have so many balls that I can't lose, and there's so many balls that the game glitches out constantly.
Yeah, I have that problem, and I only have, like, 30, so I can't even imagine what that's like.
I have 1,300 balls.
Jesus. That's ridiculous.
That's why I would call too many balls.
But if you lose, then you lose all of them, and you have to start over again, and that's how it keeps happening.
The game is so easy right now for me that I'm, like, in a matter of days, I'm going to delete it.
Okay, so that's not a breaking point. That's just, like, I don't know, you're getting cocky.
Okay, it's too bored. Okay, fine. I'm getting bored with it.
I think the breaking point is when you click on the game and you're already annoyed with it before you click on it to play.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's the point where you
That's how annoyed. I always feel. I mean, that's how I feel about my phone in general, you know? Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I open up Twitter, I hate myself.
I've got no idea if we've started the... I don't know if we started the podcast.
Okay. All right.
There'll be 10 minutes of us talking about apps at the end.